So, finally, starting with the remote participation services at ICAM42. This is a presentation about the services we are providing when people cannot be in a room like you are now. So the next ICAM meeting or ICAM event that you cannot attend in person, you will know that there's another way that you can join the crowd with the rest of the people that are in the room to be able to follow that event. And I will explain a bit why we are doing this, why we are providing these services, and how you can make use of them. So, you know, internet is an interesting thing. When I started like 2 decades ago with this issue, I used to go around and try to convince people that sending an email is a good thing rather than faxing a document, or having a website as a company can create more revenue for themselves, and it can be used as a commercial tool. And since then, while we were trying to convince, you know, the usage of internet in that sense and commercially and for the people, internet has grown and it took a different shape now. It started as an academical tool, maybe, but now we know that it became a utility almost. You pay, some of you guys are, I'm sure, paying their bills. You do internet banking, you do shopping. So it is really, when you think about it, it became, in time, a technology for a specific, rather than a technology for a specific group, it became a utility for everyone and for everyone's access. That, you know, we have conversations about that too now in a great degree. So, as you know, ICAM meetings is a great environment to come together and discuss about issues face-to-face. However, we also recognize that it's not always possible. There might be, issues that you may have personally in terms of travel. You may not be able to go there. Schedules are very busy. Nowadays, you know, there are meetings after meetings sometimes. You attend a conference and straight after there's another conference. It can be exhausting. So the idea is, fair enough, we have internet and we are talking about internet issues. Then why not using the internet tools while we are doing that? Like I said, we don't want to replace face-to-face meetings because this interaction is very strong. We always, you know, facilitate and we want to keep this happening, but at the same time give the opportunity for those who couldn't be at a particular meeting that they can be part of the conversations and the discussions. This obviously enables wider inclusion. You will see throughout the week, ICAM has a mission having a multi-stakeholder environment where we want people's participation and voluntary work. So this requires your outreach, going there, providing the tools so people can maximize their participation in their time in their own space. So ICAM is committed together with its board. And there's a public participation committee, by the way, who is overseeing and monitoring these participation activities in coordination with staff and the community. And we are very committed in providing the right tools and opportunities for the community to be able to use distance communication rules, tools, so that not only the discussions are not bordered or limited with face-to-face communication, but it goes beyond borders. Like internet today, it almost doesn't have borders, is it? Networks are getting closer and closer together with people. We have a question already? Is that a question? I think so, yeah.
Oui, bonjour.
Yes, absolutely. May I speak? I'm going to speak in French. I hope you can hear me. My name is Dieudonné Congo, and I am from Blognet Info. I'm from Togo, Lomé. I'm from Togo. And I have three questions for you. The first question is, I'd like to know why, for this 42nd meeting, you chose Africa. Why did you choose Africa to have your meeting here? Where do you welcome ICANN members in Africa? That's my first question. My second question is that I'd like to know what can Africa benefit from this meeting in Dakar? What's in it for Africa? And my third question would be what young people can get out of participate in an ICANN meeting. What can you get out of an ICANN meeting by participating in an ICANN meeting? Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay, I'll use this mic for some reason. This is giving me some feedback, sorry. Thank you for your questions. I think some of these will be answered throughout the week. I suggest you stay the whole week. This meeting is actually starting today and is going on until Friday with a lot of different sessions involved. Now, you ask why we chose Africa. Just a very quick answer. ICANN, like I said, is speaking to a global internet community. So we are considering the whole part of the planet as our community, and we, our participation tools, including meetings, is strictly abiding us to go out there and have a meeting in different regions. So for that purpose, ICANN meetings are actually traveling around in different regions, and this time, this period of time, it is in Africa. I can give you further details how this traveling or rotating is done among regions further on. The other thing for the young people, I think this is very important, and I agree that there is capacity building that needs to be brought towards young people, because internet is still a young technology. While we are talking about 30 decades of history about it, in itself, I think internet speaks to young people a lot. And ICT is an important topic for young people. I will not get into the details of this because there are different sessions. Please follow up. But first of all, I want to point out to the AFRALA efforts that are being put in place in regards to that. There are ALAC efforts. We will talk about this throughout Genesis presentation in the afternoon. You will see more specifics. So I hope to wrap it up in regards to your questions now and continue with the remote participation services more specifically in this session, because you will find more answers throughout the day and throughout the week. I hope this answers for the timing. Thank you. So, coming back to the remote participation services, like I said, we as the community, as the board and the staff, we are dedicated, and we've been working really hard to put in place some good tools for the use of the community. The goal is basically putting some equal participation mechanisms in place. Like I said, remote versus face-to-face. If you are not here, you are still part of the virtual community out there. And we want to maximize the access. This is why we have different levels of services for high bandwidth and low bandwidth. We are aware that bandwidth can be an issue still in parts of the world, and there are different speed of internet connection being used due to satellite or being fully meshed. For example, in Africa, the land is massive, and we understand it is not easy to put in hard wires under the soil, while you see this is typical in Europe, which is a smaller continent, and things are running underneath. So satellite users or mobile users, we want to speak all these different audiences with different technologies. So what we do, within low bandwidth services, all you need is a 128 kilobyte per second connection, And then you will need a web browser. If you have these, you will be able to listen to the streams, audio streams, and you will see the live scribes, meaning people will be, you know, whatever is being spoken here will be projected over a screen, and you can follow it on your browser in text. We also provide transcripts, and after the meeting, presentations for download are all made available. While with high bandwidth, you need a little faster internet connection, and you will need a flash player, because then through your web browser, you will be able to follow the meeting through a conferencing tool. And I will talk about that in a minute, which is called Adobe Connect. You will be hearing this maybe throughout the week, and actually now Janice is monitoring the current session through the Adobe Connect links. And do we have any participants, remote participants at the moment? One. Okay, we have one. And through this video conferencing tool, you can watch the conference on your screen through the live audio streams. We also provide video through it for most of the sessions. There are cameras installed. And the transcripts are there as well. And real-time presentations will be projected on your screen as well. This is a really a one package tool where it presents you everything in one go. This is why you need the high speed bandwidth. Because it's a little heavy, while low bandwidth services are modularly separated, and you can choose which one to get. Thus, a bit more redundancy in your speed. So, how you can use all these? All you need is to go to and check the schedule first. This is pretty standard for every meeting. There's a schedule published, and the look, even the look, we keep similar so that you know you can follow easily. You'll see a schedule link over there, and then through that link there is the remote participation schedule. Where on your, I hope you are able to see it on the screen, but every session has links all these tools directly through this view. What you can do, the next thing, is if you choose a particular session, let's say, okay, I want to follow the ICANN public forum, you go and click on that link, and you will see the session details. The details are divided into low bandwidth and high bandwidth services, so that according to your speed, you can choose whichever suits you best. If you are you want to follow the low bandwidth, and by the way, this is not only a speed issue. Some people like to multitask. I've seen this happening. So they're in their homes or they're at their work, and they're in, you know, we are in Dakar now. Somebody else is in, say, in Japan. And they're in their office doing their work. But at the background, multitasking, internet people like to do that, I realize. At the other side in their browser, the voice is open. Thank you. So that they can follow the session. But they don't want the video, they don't want the scripts, you know, they don't want the full package. They just want to be hearing the discussion. So this might be useful for that reason too. While we call it low bandwidth, it has other uses, I believe. You can monitor the scribe feed, again, separately, through a separate link. This is the reason we are providing separate services, not to overwhelm your connection. And if you choose to use the full package, which is the Adobe Connect view, then you will follow it in one screen. You don't need separate links to click on. With one link, you will be able to get into the meeting, virtual meeting in one go. We suggest you test your connection before doing that, not to get surprises. And there's a link provided here in this presentation. And it will tell you if, you know, running Adobe Connect over your speed is feasible, or would you like to maybe choose one of the low bandwidth ones. So So again, in the session details, all you need to do is click on the relevant link. And for the high bandwidth, we call it the virtual meeting room. And it will greet you with a login page. Now, you don't need to have a login, pre-created login. You can log in as a guest. But we suggest that you use your real name, because if you happen to be part of the conversations, others would like to know who they are talking to, obviously. For example, here we are in the same meeting, right, face-to-face meeting. When you take the phone, you introduce yourselves. So it's the same behavior expected in the chat rooms as well, that you let the others know, for transparency reasons as well, that you let the others know your name. And then this is what you will get, more or less. As you see, if there is a camera installed in the room, and in all the main sessions we use cameras, you will see that. There will be a chat room where you can chat with the other participants. You will see the scribe feed, where that's also useful. For example, I'm not a native English speaker. I come from Turkey, and probably you are having a hard time with my accent to follow. And when you have a global internet community, trying to communicate over some translations or over some common language, then it can get really hard. And I apologize our interpreters over there if they are having a hard time following me. I tend to speak a little fast, I know. I'll try to slow down. This may be useful. So I also follow the transcripts myself, the scribe feed, sometimes, because it's much easier to see what is being said, and professionals are very easy to capture the words. Then you also see the presentation slides. So this is one screen. You can follow everything, as if like in here. This is why we call it the virtual meeting room. Now, for some sessions, those sessions that we expect a high discussion, like lots of questions or comments from the audience, we provide forms for the remote participants to make their comments or put their questions in an easier way. It is also easy for us to follow these comments and read it out. Because what happens for the remote participants, now we are discussing this, you know, we are in a session, and Janice is the remote participation manager for this virtual meeting going over there. So if a remote participant over there would like to ask a question, she would use the mic on behalf of that remote participant. So you are asking here, you have the mic yourselves, and Janice is the voice for those remote participants. This is how it works. Now, like I said, for those sessions where we expect a lot of discussions or comments, like the public forum on Thursday, 4.5 hours, that will be open mic for everybody, we will provide forms so that people can easily type their statements in a much nicer way, because the chat room can be small to type those questions in, you know, and follow up. The number of questions can be hard for us too. So, this meeting, you are here, and I'm very happy to meet you all. Like I said, newcomers and young people, not so young people in heart, but newcomers, very important for us. We want to make sure that ICANN community speaks to everybody that is interested in ICANN issues.